What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me at @_TheKing_ on Twitter. And follow my brother, Brian King, at KingHead57 on Twitter. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnet. Go ahead and hit them up on Twitter and Instagram at the Barber's Chair Network, and visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts and sports news and entertainment and all the good stuff that the good people are pumping out over there. We're in the thick of it, brother.
Into the thick of it.
Last episode, we talked about Falcons firing Art. It happened. Not surprised it happened. Mildly, but not after the Saints game, but you know, we've been internally discussing head coaching candidates and who we like, who we dislike, what's possible, what's unlikely. And, you know, the name that kept coming up that I didn't want to believe was Bill Belichick. There were rumors, a lot of media personnel putting pieces together just like us, but there was nothing tangible until a random woman on Twitter tweeted about spotting Bill Belichick boarding Arthur Blank's yacht. And a few hours later, it is confirmed. Meanwhile, every other interview that has been conducted has been a virtual interview. A few hours later after this one, it was confirmed that Bill Belichick met with Arthur Blank in person.
In person.
We don't know. We don't know if Terry was there. We don't even know if Rich was there. It was Arthur Blank. And so, you know? So, and then, what? The next day, same report comes out that Jim Harbaugh met with Arthur Blank in person. Art is in the head coaching Serengeti, and he is big game hunting. He brought his rifle. He got one bullet. And I don't think he ain't going after the little game. He going after the game that he's going to have to pay a hefty amount of money to mount that on the wall.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see if it pay off, brother. That's what he going for.
That's what he doing, bro.
I'm firmly
on the fence. Like, even when I was making notes, I said, okay, let me just pull up all these candidates. First one, I started with Belichick. It says, Bill Belichick - no, period. That was my first note.
Arthur Blank wants structure to his organization. That's what that Belichick interview is about. Jim Harbaugh too. Jim Harbaugh will bring a good culture to the Falcons organization as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Has he ever lived in the South?
Come on, man.
This is the progressive South now. So
yeah,
it's a little different. So I could see Jim Harbaugh bringing that energy to Atlanta, especially with this young team. They're pretty much college kids.
Yeah.
You know, looking for a leader, somebody that could generate some more rah-rah and actually get some results. And with him being a quarterback guru in his space, can't hurt.
Exactly.
And I liked his running scheme. He's the offensive play caller, I'm assuming, with him, you know, like I said, with his quarterback acumen. He put that offense together at Michigan this year, right?
You know, I don't even know. I mean, because brother man, I think his OC was the black guy that held it down while he was suspended those three games.
So is so the brother going to be the head coach now?
I'm not a Michigan fan, so I'm not jumping on that. But, you know, they talk about, you know, Jim just seemed like the type where it's like he's going to come in and let his staff do his thing. He's just going to be the coach. Like, I think that's what they're going for. And then, you know, not to get too far ahead, but, you know, D-Led, Mr. AJC, you know, his podcast, you know, he got sources, whether however we feel about D-Led, D-Led got more sources in Atlanta than everybody else.
I plead the fifth on D-Led.
Yeah, he said, right now the two names are Bill Belichick, Raheem Morris. And so it's like, yeah, like Harbaugh got to get a bag to leave Michigan because Michigan's going to throw him a bag. And so, but it makes sense that it's like you said, Blank's looking for franchise cultural stability. And whether Bill brings that or not is debatable. You 71. The question is, how much longer is he going to coach? That's question number one. And that's really where it ends for me. Like, obviously, he's chasing the wins record. He'll probably get that in two seasons' time. You get Belichick, and you got to think about it from Arthur Blank's perspective. All this damn losing that cost him probably $1 billion. The value of that team ain't what it was when they were in the Super Bowl in 2016. He spent all that money to build a stadium. He ain't had no, he barely has primetime games. He's had no playoff games. And it's like, Belichick at least gets him on primetime.
That's
Belichick,
it.
Belichick gets him favor with the refs, which influences games. Belichick can likely win this division, which gets him a playoff game. Like, I get it from Arthur Blank's perspective. But
on the flip side, I like Harbaugh.
I mean,
and I never would have thought I saw that. I would say that. I think Harbaugh is hungry to win in the NFL.
Yep.
Once you win that natty, you going to run back and win another natty? Like, he ain't Deion. So, you know, prime chasing the natty. Harbaugh been to the Super Bowl. He trying to get back to the Super Bowl. So he needs his team to get back to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And both the Falcons organization and Arthur Blank want the same thing. They have mutual interest in winning a championship, similar, you know, to with each other. So I feel like Harbaugh would fit, and he would also provide the youthful energy that this locker room needs. I think Bill Belichick would just be a little too hard on this young locker room.
Yep.
You know, the structure and everything would be great. Coming from Arthur Smith, drinking beers with the linemen and the boys.
Yep.
And being on Pat McAfee show. Who's got it better than us, I think, wins on the energy, camaraderie, leadership, pulling out of, what is that, leadership extracting of, you know, this team versus fucking Bill Belichick.
Yep. All that. And it's like, the Falcons look like what the Niners looked like before Harbaugh took over. They was three straight losers. I think they were 8-8 best, but three straight losing seasons. He took the boys to three straight NFC championship games like that. So it's like, I'm not saying that's going to be the result, but like, he's proven at Stanford, Michigan, at the Niners, you give me some time and let me do my thing. He ain't win the Super Bowl, but he got you there. You know, Stanford, that was don't nobody talk about Stanford anymore.
Not at all.
Poor Stanford. And nobody even wanted to pick Stanford up out of the Pac-12. They was reluctant.
Facts. And then if you think about who was, they had Vernon Davis at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking about back to the 49ers. And yeah. Like, even he had Alex Smith playing at a high level.
Right, he went from Alex Smith to Kaepernick. Crabtree. Those are two different quarterbacks to go from Alex Smith to Kaepernick and still have your off. It was drop back passing game to pistol read option overnight.
Right. Like, do you think Do you think Kaepernick not being coached by Harbaugh hurt him in trying to get another job?
No, I'm not even
going to. With executives knowing how much influence Harbaugh had?
I'm not even going to get into that. That's not that. That ain't going to get into that. But I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you who I'm gonna comp Harbaugh to. One Pete Carroll. Absolutely. Pete Carroll was 59 when he took over the Seahawks. Harbaugh would be 61. And it's like you can see Harbaugh got the energy. Harbaugh relates. Harbaugh was on that national stage with the Cartier frames on. Put that man in Atlanta.
He's gonna have a grill in his mouth.
Yeah, we already got him in a Julio jersey. We got him in a Cunha, Hank Aaron jersey. Like, he already been down here. Come on, man. Like you said, he relates to the youth. He gets to have spent the time in college. It's kind of like Pete Carroll. It's like to have spent the time in college. It's like, okay, I get it. And I'm pretty sure he probably eased up on, like, you know, being a hard ass on everybody. Like, he was at Michigan for a minute.
Yeah.
He was at Michigan longer than he was at Stanford, longer than he was with the Niners. So I think that's the combo where it's like, all right, like, y'all, did you kind of learn you can't just grade on people and you got to let people do their jobs? If you learn that, I can see him doing 10 years in the league.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with his 49ers, he's not a stranger to the NFL either.
No.
And having his brother in the league, I think, also is a strong resource for when they're not able to sign those players once these big contracts in Baltimore start to balloon. It's going to be some reckoning with them. And so then you'll have free agents that'll be like, all right, I played with your brother, so I know what, you know, similar, you know, coaching style and personality types. Know what I'm getting. So, yeah, I go with the other Harbaugh.
Ain't a winner, bro. That's the other thing. Like, you put Jim Harbaugh in the NFC, he get to play his brother in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Harbaugh Bowl Part 2.
And the conference that he coached in was the NFC. So it's like he know the NFC. You put him in the AFC, he's like, And you Harbaugh go to the Chargers. That means I got to beat Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
They don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, you come to Atlanta, it's like Baker, they not that good. The Bryce Young Panthers not about to be good anytime soon. And the Saints been mid just as long as we've been mid. So it's like
they got a way more dim future too.
Yeah, like the Falcons literally need a head coach and a quarterback. And he's literally the head coach for any quarterback you get.
Yeah, and Michigan, like, know what it is. Michigan knew what it was when they hired him. They weren't going to have him anyway. Not that long.
It's like, I brought y'all a trophy. And it's like, I think the team is built for a Harbaugh-type team more than a Belichick-type team. Everybody's like, oh, team got talent. Most of the talent's on offense. Belichick is a defense. And yeah, the defense got talent, but they ain't got no top 10 picks over there. Mm-mm. And if we go in quarterback, Belichick gonna go get a vet, so you getting stuck with Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson. We're not solving the problem, and so now you or maybe you trade for Justin Fields, but look at how they handled Cam. So it's like
same with Cam.
Yeah, I have no faith in the quarterback spot under Belichick.
We get Russell Wilson, we can't play few no more.
Nah, they need to play that every time. Let future open every game, bro. So it's like that's why I wouldn't be mad at Belichick. Like when the news started breaking, I was like, hell no. But now I'm like, Belichick comes down to his offensive coordinator hire and his quarterback coach hire. If you bring
the offensive coordinator is going to be a wild card.
But that's what I'm saying. If you bring Josh McDaniels, I'm not a fan. Look, the Raiders team was miserable under Josh McDaniels.
Why bring
that to Atlanta? And then you had Joe Judge as your quarterback coach. He's a special teams coach in New England. Like, there were just so many bad coaching hire decisions beyond the personnel decisions that he was messing up, to the point where it's like, yeah, you're a good coach, but bro, you be wilding when it comes to non-coaching decisions.
And then you got to consider the fact that he'll screw us for several years after he's gone, too. He's 70, how old?
71.
Yeah, he about to go sit down somewhere, too. Like you said, I don't know if he's chasing that record. He's probably chasing that record, but hell, the GOAT just retired and they were coaching together. So he ain't got much left. And you're going to hire him to – it's a lot more cons than it is than the pros on this one.
And you just had two coaches that were 72 retire, and Nick Saban and Pete Carroll. And we shaking down the trees to go take the 71-year-old.
So Pete Carroll retired?
Moved into an advisory role. It was not a willful retirement, but he ain't coaching.
So go sit your ass down.
Yeah, man. Come on up here. Hang out with us.
Beast Mode knew that shit was coming down the pipe, too. That's why he was smiling in his face in the end zone.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, the dark horse is still Raheem. Because if Harbaugh don't leave Michigan, now you're looking at Belichick. And then next up is Raheem. Because it's like, you know, the reports, the initial report came out was, if Belichick comes to Atlanta, he not fucking with Rich McKay. He's not trying to answer to Rich McKay. And he would probably get Rich McKay out of the paint. And Rich McKay does not fuck with Bill Belichick
at all.
And so it's like, it's mutual, which that might be our saving grace. And somebody made a good point. I was in a Spaces, what's today? Wednesday. I was in a Spaces, what, Monday? Yeah, because they announced that foolishness on MLK Day. I was in the Spaces, and this lady was in there. She was like, can you imagine having that asshole running through the building with a damn Super Bowl ring on with 283 diamonds in it because he came back on your dumbass team? You letting Belichick flaunt the biggest, most embarrassing comeback in NFL history in your building?
Right. Yeah.
It's just so many layers to it. But if they hired Bill Belichick and that gets Rich McKay out the paint, I can suffer for a couple more years.
So we going to keep Belichick in the front office?
I mean, Belichick was CEO. He not – the way it was structured, Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot separately – reported to Rich McKay. You think Bill Belichick reporting to anybody but Arthur Blank?
No.
You think Jim Harbaugh reporting to anybody but Arthur Blank?
Not at all.
They not talking to Rich McKay. There is nothing Rich can say to either of them two that they'll listen to. And so it's like,
they have to work together. I mean, you know.
But it moves him out of the way more versus him. Because it's like, all right, if Art was listening to Rich McKay, hell, even Dan Quinn was listening to Rich McKay. Like, how the hell did we get Cutter and Malarkey? Now both of them out the league. Dan Quinn got fired. You know, if Arthur Smith was listening to Rich McKay, was like, yeah, just make Dave Ragone your offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. And now Art is fired. And it's like, if you listen to bad advice from Rich McKay, but Rich McKay don't ever have to answer for it.
Where are you getting this? Is this what's been happening?
Yeah, no.
You're just connecting random dots.
No, those are facts.
I never heard these stories, brother.
Like, these are facts.
I got to fact check you. You know, you go off on the deep end, these Twitter stories.
These are facts. Talking Rich McKay.
Big shit about CEO.
Rich McKay is the... is who they were answering to.
So Terry and Harbaugh gonna cook?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a team full of Michigan players too.
That don't mean that.
I'm just asking. Somebody from Michigan coming.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be JJ?
I don't know. If they take, I still say they're trading up for one of the top three quarterbacks or Justin Fields before they go JJ, before they go Penix, before they go Bo Nix. I think it's one of those. I think it's one of those four are their top quarterback options.
Give That's me Justin it. Fields. Trade Justin Fields. Chicago draft Caleb Williams. Give us Justin Fields. Let him come back to the crib.
So, but like, I think that is why those two met with Arthur Blank in person and the rest of them been virtual meetings. Cause I think the rest of them, they can just run what they had with Arthur Smith and Terry, just blop a new quarterback, a new head coach in 50-50. Y'all report to McKay, McKay reports to Blank. Like, I think that's how they want it. Hence, again.
Would that be Raheem Morris?
Yeah. 50-50. And then it would be Raheem Morris. Makes sense because he already been in Atlanta. I already knows Rich McKay. I don't think he got any issues working with Terry. He's a culture builder, player coach type of guy, which you miss out on those top two. Raheem Morris is a good consolation prize, if you want to call him that. But it's like, shoot, Raheem Morris might end up here in Seattle.
He might. You know, everybody want Ben Johnson in Atlanta.
I like Ben Johnson. I don't see it. I don't see it unless Raheem Morris comes up to Seattle and they don't let him out of the building. Harbaugh goes back to Michigan and Belichick takes a year off or something.
A year off? Belichick ain't taking no year off.
I don't know. Because I don't know where else he's going. He ain't even talked to nobody else.
All that doggone inflammation going to settle in a year off? all that icy hot, he going to be rubbing on that body.
He going to take a year off.
A year off. He going to be with his grandkids. He be like, fuck this.
I'm not trying to do that no more.
Just put me on the show. I'll just talk.
Yeah. Because I don't know where else. He's not been connected to anywhere else. He was connected to the Cowboys, but you see they just announced that Mike McCarthy's staying.
Bad boy.
Nick Sirianni getting
up. It's trash.
Yeah. Fuck Nick the Sirianni. Cowboys. Nick Sirianni's got to present a plan to ownership before they decide if they're going to keep him or not. So we're going to see how that goes. But I don't even see Belichick going to Philly.
Cowboys got everybody pissed off. They so trash, bro. That was so trash. That linebacker play was just atrocious.
Dang.
I would be miserable. We have linebackers. Cowboys don't have no linebackers. Period.
No.
They got defensive ends and they funneling shit into the middle to Mozzie fat ass who can't do nothing. And whoever else they got at D tackle, and ain't nobody a linebacker. It's a freaking red sheet waiting for the bull to run through.
Them boys
and the safeties.
They were running, man. And they were running just poor formation. They were running 3-3-5 nickel type boxes against 12 personnel.
Awful and stupid. Bro, if you a real linebacker, you're not finna sit up there and let that happen. Because you know you finna get blocked. You getting double teamed fat to the next level with that fat hand. And you hooked.
And you get stuck. It's like, coach, what did you do?
And that's Dan Quinn's stupid self. Putting them in a 3-3-5 against 12. Bruh, come on.
It was bad. And they were playing like the worst part is like they, even when they had four down linemen, the alignment was bad. Like they have a one tech and then like a four tech. So it's like you got this, you got two gaps.
Two wide gaps
open.
That Aaron shit. Jones, eight. Eight.
O-line was
and they like, want to talk. They want to talk about the NFC South is mid, but then we sit up here and beat the Eagles. Like, get out of here.
I told you weeks ago, I said, I want them Eagles. If the Falcons made the playoffs, I was going, we were going to beat them Eagles, bro. Them boys put up
been at 32-9.
Yes, bro. I told you, bro, we would have beat them. The Eagles were ass, bro. I said that shit a month and a half ago. I was like, Cowboys, no, because they still scored 30. Like, yeah, it was garbage time, but they still, the Eagles could not put up 10 points.
They didn't got Julio murdered. Julio is done. For his career.
Good. The Eagles are so bad. And like, I just saw it, man. I saw it through the facade. Every time I watch the Eagles, I said, this feels exactly like the 2017 Falcons. Every time I watched them.
Trash.
At least that team won a playoff game. Eagles, you go 10-1 and ooh.
Cook.
But yeah. So, but
we digress.
We digress, man. The only thing I'm kind of starting to get a little sad about, you know, they talking about, you know, they letting Ryan Nielsen interview for the Jags D coordinator job. So, you know,
Belichick. Should've known that was going to happen.
That's a defensive coach. So Nielsen might be on the way out, but you know, there's a lot of D coordinators out there, man. They interview. And I think this is part of what the virtual interviews were for. Like, Ejiro Evero, he's the D coordinator for the Panthers. I signed that man a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted him before they got DNPs. So bring Evero on over. You might mess around, get Brian Burns. If he can shake loose, go ahead and bring Evero over.
I signed Christian Wilkins, big old self.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Grady coming off a knee, and he what, 10, 12 years in the league?
Yeah, man, Grady 9, 2015.
You tack on 2 years because that knee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lost some years. He lost 2-3 years off that knee.
Yep.
And so, you know, you get that fill-in replacement. Do we draft fat tackle?
We are going quarterback and wide receiver.
Period.
Until further notice. I ain't really pressed about D tackle. I think if they go D line, it's gonna be some edges. I mean, okay, I can't speak on that because I don't know who my D coordinator gonna be. So, because you mess around, bring Bill in, and we go to a 3-4, or we go to a multiple, like, I don't know. You bring Harbaugh in. He's kind of like Nielsen. You know, he like that D-line at Michigan was, you know, big and stout. So, I don't know. Because then you look at his Niners D-line, and them boys was hunting.
Does Vrabel take a D-coordinator job with the Falcons if Bill comes?
That'd be interesting. I would like that.
And then you get him coaching them linebackers.
I would like that. I would have no problems with Vrabes coming over. Because Vrabel and Caden Ellis and Landman and Troy.
You see where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
They would like Vrabel. Like, that's why I'm holding out on Belichick. Because it's like, I think he knows he can't be a personnel man. He can't be a GM. And, like, I hope it's just like, Bill, just come and be the head coach and build a mean staff. Bill, get Joe Brady from Buffalo, or get Shane Waldron to come down, like, you know, stuff like that, where it's like, you get one of these young, bright offensive minds. Do not bring Josh McDaniels ass here, because you cannot run that Patriot way. Boston bullshit in Atlanta is not going to be over. That's my biggest fear, is that he's like, we just gonna run it back. I'm gonna do what I know. And it's like,
and the other issue I see arising is we're gonna have so many stupid ass Patriots fans frolicking around Atlanta if that fool comes down here.
Y'all needed to go get our coach because you couldn't beat him in the Super Bowl, so you needed to get one.
Put this shit to bed.
Yeah, bro.
Put this shit to bed. Let that shit go. We damn near 10 years in.
Yep. So it's like, I'm firmly on the fence with Bill. Like, Bill comes down, it's not even about Bill. It's Bill's hires that scare me. It's Bill's hires and Fontenot's role. Because if they just give Bill the keys to the kingdom,
Fontenot is relinquished.
Yeah, like he gonna be there in name only. He's just gonna hang out in the box with Art.
Mm-hmm.
But if he comes and he's like, I want a lighter plate, I'm not trying to do all that. Cool.
That's probably why you had to have that conversation with Art.
That's what I'm hoping, bro. Art probably like, look, you as old as me. You doing too much.
Right. So where are we going with this? All right. Well, let me go holler at the Big Pants.
Hey, if we get Harbaugh, bro, I'm going to be wearing a jersey and khakis every Sunday. Jersey and khakis every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. Put me and Saturday. Put me in prime time.
I guess it's your turn because I grew out the mustache.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going to be in them. I might get some Cartiers. I'm going to shoot. If we get Harbaugh, best believe I'm cosplaying because we going. We going.
We going. Where are we going?
To the ship. To the ship, baby. We putting up banners with Harbaugh. I know that. We putting up, at least we going to have a new division champ banner. We ain't won the South since, what, 2016?
Yeah, because we've been the cheeks. Straight up cheeks.
We won the South in 2016. We was a wild card in 2017, and we've been losing 2018 since.
Yeah.
I just at least want one of them, bro. Like, think about that. Like, whew, we can't even get the cheap ones.
No. Easiest season. Yeah, man. They got Baker Mayfield out here tearing up their draft pick, too.
Baker going to come back down to earth, man. Baker had a good game. I knew Baker was going to smoke them Eagles. You know, that Eagles.
That's what I'm saying.
There he goes, Pat.
That's what I'm saying. He just messing up their draft position because they're gonna need help.
But it's
how
like
how many more years Mike Evans got?
Mike got about three. Hot take. Mike Evans the best wide receiver to ever play in the NFC South. Yep.
Well, first of all, if we're going by yards, ain't nobody ever had this many yards, 1,000-yard season. So I feel like that's cheating.
Yards, touchdown, production. He got a ring.
He better than Slant Boy, I'll tell you that. Nope. I'm still giving it to Smitty.
I give you Smitty.
Still giving it to Smitty.
I give you Smitty, but Smitty fingers is empty as mine.
That's the only thing. I still take Smitty. I'll take Smitty any day. I ain't taking nobody in the I'm still putting Julio over Mike Evans. Fuck that.
Nope.
I don't care. I'm putting Julio. Julio is better than Mike Evans in a vacuum.
In a vacuum? So in space.
In space.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a full monster. You ain't want to see Julio. Healthy Julio? Now, if we talking about longevity of a career, then, of course, he's unmatched. But give me Julio, and I'm putting Roddy over him. Fuck that.
Damn.
And then we go Smitty.
I go Mike, Roddy, Julio, Smitty. There go my Mount Rushmore in that order.
No slants. Zone.
No slants, bro. I put Joe Horn over Michael Thomas.
Slant, Michael boy, he was a Falcon.
Michael Thomas is not even better than Marcus Colston.
No, he's not.
I get into my shit talk when the season starts, man. So get ready, but I mean, I'm not.
They don't even let us take paper bags in the game no more, man.
Hey, safety first, bro.
Safety for what?
You got to tuck it. You got to tuck it, bro. Just tuck it in your.
You know I'll be wide open.
Yeah, you walking in there like it's damn Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It is Halloween.
So
put your mask back on.
But we're gonna see, man. I mean, the Falcons got to do something quick because if they're gonna have to, they gotta get an OC. And Saints just fired their whole offensive staff. So they in the same boat as us, but they moving, bro. They requesting to interview Shane Waldron. They requesting to interview Zach Robinson. He's the passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach from the Rams.
Where Arthur Smith going?
He's going home.
Home.
Where's Vrabel's going? Wherever Vrabel goes, that's where Art going.
To bus with the boys.
Back to Atlanta. Bring Art back to be OC.
That would be absolutely awful.
That would be comedy. But no. I mean, Falcons
almost threw up.
They gotta move quick. Because, like, and that's what worries me most about Belichick, is that his connections are so limited. Like, it's just, I don't know where to put him. Shane Waldron is the only one he got a connection to.
If we get Raheem Morris, we get tapped into that Sean McVay tree?
To the Shanahan tree, yeah. You got
back into it.
Yeah, you got Zach Robinson coming from the Rams. Clint Kubiak is with the Niners. That's Kubiak's son. Old Gary. That's OG Mike Shanahan tree.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but yeah, other than that, the only call and the only holdout I have is that Belichick said, I've already made a call to Shane. Wherever I go, Shane is coming with me. And I'm grooming him to be my replacement as soon as I get the wins record. So then at that point, you're basically hiring Shane Waldron as your head coach, which I'm not too mad at. I wouldn't be mad at. I think he's going to get a head coach job next year.
You're going to have to fill me in on who this is, brother.
OC for the Seahawks, baby. He made them boys cook. Got Geno Smith to be Geno Smith.
As a potential hire for the Falcons.
Yeah, OC. So he can be a lateral because, you know, they don't have a head coach. So they open to letting them interview for lateral hires. Shane Waldron was with the Patriots in 2008. He was an offensive quality control coach in 2008 and tight ends coach in 2009. So, you know.
At the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who the Patriots tight end was in 2009?
Mm-hmm. So it's like, and you see what DK was cooking. Lockett was cooking. They went and got Jigba cooking. Like,
he drafted that. He had word in the draft.
I mean, I can't speak on that. You know, he's still just a coordinator. I'm assuming. But it's like, if you go get Justin Fields, you need a coach who's proven to be able to develop reclamation projects. He got Geno cooking. So
you put whoever put the green light on drafting Charbonnet, I don't want him.
Still hating on Charbonnet. That boy Charbonnet was toting that rock.
Forever.
Toting that rock.
Forever. All he was doing was trucking people.
Yeah.
Did Charbonnet go over 100 yards in any game?
Here we go. We about to look it up. I'm going to see if he
got enough. I can tell you because he's not good enough.
Let's see if he got enough carries to do it.
He had the whole backfield to himself for a few games. Wasn't Kenneth Walker hurt?
He only had it for three games. And he got 15 carries, 14 carries, 19 carries.
He maxed out 76 yards.
Yeah, he maxed out it, bro. He maxed out at 60 versus the Cowboys, bro. But he had a little 5 carry, 53 yard day. Charbonnet going to have a good little second season. We ain't gonna argue about it.
I'll leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like
my backfield says Bijan.
Yeah, but like think about it. He got Bijan's Kenneth Walker, Algiers Charbonnet. Like it's not like he coming Algier to the college that he's not familiar with in terms of roles, and so it's like, you know, Drake London can be your DK. You got to find a Tyler Lockett. You got to find a Smith and Jigba. That's why I think.
That's where the speed I've been asking for comes from.
So I think if Belichick gets Shane and Vrabel, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad. If you bring Matt fucking Patricia in the building. I mean, they let Marquise Williams interview. That's your special teams coach, which means you probably bring in Joe Judge.
I have no comments for all of these guys.
I know, man.
I just don't want to step on my tongue.
Hey.
Put my foot in my mouth.
Belichick, all these guys. Yeah, Belichick is number one right now. And
Harbaugh's a close second.
If Harbaugh gets out of Michigan, I think Atlanta is more attractive than LA. But I think LA having an answer at quarterback is probably more enticing to him.
Is that an answer?
What?
Herbert.
Hell yeah.
Who are his weapons?
Mike Evans, Mike Williams. I mean, Quentin Johnston, bum ass. I mean,
Keenan Allen is on the back end. That's the last healthy season we're going to see from Keenan Allen. That was the last hoorah.
I said they got to answer a quarterback.
A quarterback got to deliver the ball somewhere.
I know.
They don't have Antonio Gates.
You can find
him. Eckler cost a whole bunch of y'all fantasy teams.
Okay. They got to answer a quarterback. Compared to Atlanta, who got the weapons, but no answer at quarterback. And so it's like, which do you pick? Like, and nobody can make that call but him versus I'm king at Michigan. I can sit here, chill out. But then it's like, all right, if he about to get suspended or tainted, it's almost like when Pete Carroll left the Seahawks. He said, I'm out before y'all can get me.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. You see the story.
Pete Carroll did.
He went for broke. Boy went for broke and threw them yays on.
Yeah, so it's like I see him leaving, but like if you got picked between the Falcons and the Chargers, and you second fiddle in LA, nobody talking about the Chargers. Chargers barely even got fans. Come on, man. Hey Jim, just come on to Atlanta.
I ain't begging. Whoever comes, come.
I ain't begging. I'm just rooting them. I'm just herding. I'm a shepherd. Herding sheep.
Yeah, man. No. It just sound like we didn't got touched on all bases.
Yeah, man.
For the homer.
They're my top three. My thing. I know everybody want Bobby Slowick. I don't think that's happening. I think Ben Johnson. I just hope he don't go to Carolina. But even if he does go to Carolina, they don't worry me. Because the owner.
You got to build a staff.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna see, man. I hope we keep Ryan Nielsen, but if not, I just hope the defense rock out. We finally got a top 10 defense just to let the D coordinator lead. You know, that's some classic Falcon shit right there. But Billy B on the way, Bankhead Bill.
We're gonna wrap it up. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's been another great episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining us, Jared King, our co-host.
Throw them bees up.
Follow him on X at @_TheKing_, and follow your boy on X, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want to call it, at KingHead57, Brian King. Holla.
Yeah.
Full set Bankhead Bill.